Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trisha Whitaker is joining us now. Trisha, how are you? Welcome to D.C.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Where's home for you? Florida?
Home is during the baseball season. It is Tampa. Yes, during the off season, it's Indiana. I'm like a reverse snowbird. I go home to the Midwest in the off season, so I'm a weirdo, but that's all right. But you guys, what is this heat today? I live in Florida, and this heat outside today is worse than Florida in the summer. I'm telling you, this is bad.
Dude, that's what I wanted to ask you, because we are actually out in Ashburn, Virginia, the Commanders training camp. So we've been outside all day. Are you at the park yet? Like, do you have to stand out there for all of BP and just bake?
No, I'm not at the park yet. I'll go to the park right after this interview. But no, I sit out there for the entire game. I mean, when you're the dugout reporter, you kind of have to be like, you know, in the dugout. So that's where I sit.
Yeah.
And I'll be wearing, I think I'm going to wear a tennis dress today. I'm going to look like I have a match. But it's the only thing you can wear on a day like today that's not going to make you melt and want to die.
I don't blame you.
And I want to focus on the game tonight here in just a second, but you covered the Rays for Bally Sports Florida. Were you surprised at how much they sold and all the moves that they made at the trade deadline?
I think initially the Randy Arozarena trade surprised me the most. I didn't see that coming. I thought maybe they would wait till the offseason to do that, so that one surprised me. The Zach Eflin trade didn't surprise me. The Isak Paredes trade, that surprised me a little bit. But I think it's clear that they were, you know, the Rays are still, like, you know, technically in postseason contention trying to get the wild card. But clearly they were sellers at the deadline. And everything that they did this year is trying to set them up for next year. They've got a lot of guys coming back in that starting rotation. And next year that starting rotation is going to be ridiculous. So I think they're building for 2025 at this point. It's not like it's a total rebuild, you know, like we're seeing kind of from the Nationals in the last few years. But, like, it's kind of retooling things for 2025.
We're talking with Trisha Whitaker here on the BetQL guest line. All of our baseball coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan against AT&T and Verizon. Check out the savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/ switch. Treasure, you mentioned kind of the Nats rebuild. Were you surprised they didn't move Kyle Finnegan at the deadline?
Maybe a little bit. But I think, you know, when you look at the Nats, I think since 2021, they have done a really good job of trading, you know, expiring contracts for a slew of promising prospects. So maybe I was a little bit surprised. Also, the last time I was here was his bobblehead night, and I really enjoyed his bobblehead. It was Star Wars night, I think. But anyways, I was maybe a little bit surprised, but you know, I think it's clear kind of what they're doing at this point. And, you know, like Mike Rizzo said the other day, you know, they're looking for a deeper minor league system, and they're pretty happy with their return. So that farm system is super well positioned. And I think that's their focus right now. So yeah, a little bit surprised, but I loved what Mike Rizzo said the other day. Said, I think you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Said, I think the fan base can and knows what we're doing, and you can see the progress and the process working. So it sounds so cliche, but I think the Nationals are kind of in that trust the process realm right now.
Well, and you talk about the light at the end of the tunnel from a perspective of someone that looks at the league as a whole. We're kind of dialed in here every single day with the Nats, but I'm curious from your perspective, what do you think a timeline is for the Nats of maybe being a playoff team again? Is it next year? Is it 2026? Like, what's the timeline for these guys?
You know, I can't say I'm around the Nationals that often. However, just from the outside looking in and the few times I have been around them and researching leading up until this game, I think the timeline is honestly probably pretty quicker than what fans might want to admit. You know, it's certainly possible that next year they could be a playoff contender, and certainly the year after that. That's what they've been doing since they won the World Series in 2019. I know they haven't had a winning season since then, but they have been doing that, building up to, you know, being a playoff contender again. And I think that could happen as soon as next year, 2026, certainly. But I think sometimes we forget how quickly teams can turn things around. You saw the Rangers do it. I mean, my goodness. They were terrible the year before. And then they, and then they won the World Series. I mean, it's crazy. So, no, I think that a turnaround for next season is certainly, certainly doable, and it would not surprise me.
Talking with Tricia Whitaker here on the BetQL guest line. Tricia, you can watch her tonight. The Nats-Brewers game can only be seen on Apple TV. You can follow Tricia at Tricia Whitaker, W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R, on both Twitter and Instagram. Dude, I want to ask, so doing this Apple TV gig, I mean, you're probably getting some of the best games every Friday night. You're probably all over the country. I've been to a lot of ballparks, and I have some that are my favorites and some that I think kind of stink. What are your favorite ballparks to go to?
You know, that's a great question. I get asked that all the time. So I think I always separate, I'm kind of weird, I separate ballparks into like the historical ballparks and the new age ballparks, because I don't think it's fair to compare a ballpark like Wrigley to like the new Padres park or whatever. To compare, you know, Fenway to, you know, a state-of-the-art park that was like the Braves. Yeah, I'm not going to compare those. That's apples and oranges. So I think for the historical ballpark category, I grew up a Cubs fan, so like Wrigley, obviously, I love. But that aside, Fenway is probably one of my favorite parks to go to. I know it's old, but I love it. You walk in there and you just feel like all the baseball history is surrounding you and the Green Monster. I really, really like Fenway. In terms of some of the newer ballparks, the more like snazzy ballparks, the Padres ballpark I think is awesome. The area surrounding that in San Diego is amazing, and the park itself is just state of the art. It's incredible. That would be my answer for those two. I do like the Nationals park though. I really do. I think it's beautiful, and D.C. is honestly one of my favorite cities to visit on the major league schedule. That would probably be my answer.
Well, and Tricia, I don't want to bury this, but JP was probably going to ask you. And I think he wants to know. He's a Maryland guy. What do you think of Camden Yards?
Oh, I see that. You know what? I just did it. I always think that one flies under the radar, and I just put it right under the radar. Camden Yards is actually, I love Camden Yards, and I'm not just saying that because, you know, you're a Maryland guy, but I really do. Utah Street is one of the coolest places, I think. And I think Camden Yards does a good job of kind of being a ballpark that still feels like historic, but also like doesn't feel like it's like rotting into the ground. You know what I mean? And I think the fans there are, I mean, this year, I started covering the Rays in 2019, and that was when the Orioles were terrible. I remember the 2021, terrible. I think it was. The Rays went like something like, I don't even remember, 19-1 against them. I mean, they won 19 games. It was bizarre. And now the Orioles are just, I mean, wow. Like, that's what I, you know, it goes back to what you asked about the Nationals. Can you see them being a postseason contender next year? Well, yeah, look at what the Orioles did. Like, good Lord.
Right.
Like, they made a massive turnaround from 2021 to 2022 and 2023 and now 2024. I mean, it's insane. So, no, I love Camden Yards. I love those fans there. And you could tell they were just hungry for that team to have success.
Dying.
And it's been, I mean, it's been really cool to watch.
In 21, the O's went 52-110. And there was actually there's a statistic that kind of caused some controversy, but the O's lost something like 15 straight series to the Rays before they, if you remember the Kevin Brown thing with that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Trisha, I want to circle back to one thing. You said D.C. is one of your favorite cities to visit. So, I mean, that the baseball life is such a grind. So what is your, like, you get to town, is there a restaurant you like? Is there an area of town you like to walk around? Like, what do you like to do when you're in D.C.?
I love walking around, seeing all of, like, the, you know, historic sites. My dad, like, is a history buff, and growing up, all I did was listen to him talk about, like, politics and government and history and stuff like that. So I love walking around, going to the – last time I was here with the Rays, I went to the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument. I love walking by the Capitol. I know that sounds so cliche and all that stuff, like, touristy, but, like, I love to do it. And obviously, if you're here at the right time of year to see the cherry blossoms, I just walked over to, I know this is not like local necessarily to D.C. I think it's in New York too or whatever, but I just walked over to Gregory's Coffee. And I love Gregory's Coffee. It's delicious. And then there's the, what's that spot near the park? It's like the Green Turtle or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Green Turtle Sports Bar.
There's a Green Turtle.
There.
Yeah. That's a good spot. Walter's across the street is good. It might be too hot, but Salt Line is awesome if you're looking for a cocktail maybe after the game. It's right on the river.
Okay.
One thing that's cool, as somebody who's lived here forever and watched that area grow where they built the ballpark, is there used to just be nothing over there, and now it's arguably like the cool part of D.C., which has been fun, and certainly the Nats success has been a big part of it. Trisha, I want to let you go. I know you got a busy day. I know you got to get to the ballpark, and good luck staying cool. Thank you very much for joining us. This was fun.
Thanks, guys. It was fun. See ya.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.